Perek Vav Seif Tes Zayin. Now, for a little introduction, one has to know there's a difference between a mixture which is bagibul or lav bagibul. Bagibul means that it gets mixed together well and it comes one lump. Lav bagibul, it doesn't come a mixture to come one lump at the end of the day. It comes little pieces which get stuck together. Let's say a sesame ball. Person's got sesame ball, you can't say it comes one lump at the end of the day. Not like dough. Dough comes from flour and water, you get another one entity at the end of the day. Lav bagibul means the end of the mixing, it doesn't come into one entity. It comes into small pieces which get stuck together. Now, all what we discussed till now was bagibul. If you make from two water with a solid, you make it into one lump, like dough. Now we want to discuss if it's lav bagibul. That means you can't make it a certain substance, like you take chol, sand and water, thick sand. Thick sand and water will never get it into one lump. You get the sand stuck together. You never get it into one lump. Now, the machlekes we had before, if you've got an issa, minatoya, to go and put the substance together, and we take on the ikka halacha is that there's no issa minatoya to put the substance together. The only issa minatoya is to go and mix it with your hands. That is only by bagibul, something which at the end of the day you get a mixture which comes into one lump. But if at the end of the day you get a mixture which doesn't come into one lump, it comes into pieces which get stuck together, which is called lav bagibul, which is not able to get together into one lump, then we say that according to everybody, some people say the Mishnah Berurah takes on, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that means even according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, who doesn't hold, so when you got bagibul, he would agree that bagibul, something which at the end of the day will anyway not come into one lump, the halacha is that it is also to put them together. And the understanding is poshut. Because since at the end of the day, you never have one entity, which is like dough. The end of the day, you'll have the small pieces which get stuck together. So the Mishnah Berurah holds, in such a case, the putting together is doing the melacha, even if you wouldn't mix it together. So if it's lav bagibul, then the Mishnah Berurah holds that you can't go and take on the lenient and go and say that you're allowed to put it together on Shabbos. What comes out is, if you've got lav bagibul, something which doesn't get one lump, one piece at the end of the day, then you've got no heter to do it on Shabbos. Let's see that inside. Seif Tezayin. Af shenizbaru le'el. Even though we discussed before, hamikrim shabahem hitiru lisha bebli le'ova, which the poskim say you're allowed to do mixture, even if it's a thick mixture at the end of the day. Aliday shenoy, you're allowed to do that even on Shabbos, even if you put the substance together on Shabbos, if you do it with a shenoy. Mikol mokum, kol zehu bedafka beblila shu baskibul, with a mixture which is able to, at the end of the day, to be one lump, like dough. You see, one big piece will come out at the end of the day. Av beblilois she'enom beneskibul, you've got a mixture which won't come at the end of the day, one lump. Brackets that Mahainu explains, even after you mixed it, they won't get stuck together to be one lump. To go in, taruvas, mine, the whole other. To go mix together water with sand, thick sand. At the end of the day, you'll never get one lump. will always be pieces which are stuck together. Nechleku a Mishnah Brura v'chazanish. That's a Mishnah Brura. Shebedava she'enu ba'gibol, something which is not able to go make into one big lump and change its whole entity to be one piece and not a little bit of pieces stuck together. Yesh isu toyo. Is isu minatzer little ma'im lekemach. To put water into that such a flower. We're talking about, obviously, a thick flower, which you won't have at the end of the day. Like we said, you won't have at the end of the day, you won't have one piece. Lachain, therefore, ein mokum lakel. There's no possibility to go and take on the lenient, afle tzoyach tinoch, even for a child, oiba machal, or with food, she efshe lachinim et boidim. That means, come to the Mishnah Brura, something which is considered lav bar gibel, like we said, is something which should never get one piece at the end of the day. You never have one solid piece together. You're not allowed to do the etim, which we said before. You're not allowed to prepare it on Shabbos. There's no way out because we've got no shinui to be done by putting the substance together on Shabbos. So what one has to do is put the substance together in the Erev Shabbos, and afterwards the substance are together, the water with the mixture, with the solid is together Erev Shabbos, and it's already been put together, and then you're allowed to mix it on Shabbos. But to put together the mixture on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. Aber das achaznish, shegam bedvoim she'enam b'nei gibol, even with substance which is not going to come at the end of the day, one thick lump. After the hokel, you're allowed to go and take on the lenient, but mikim anal alidei shinui begibol. To go and do a shinui with the mixture alone, not worry about the putting them together. Or it says, look in the footnote, what comes out is like this. According to the Chazon Ish, there's no difference between bagibol and lav bagibol. Koponim, letzoyach, the tzrochim, which we said before, letzoyach tinok, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, even a lav bagibol. But according to the Mishnah Brura, if at the end of the day you come a lav bagibol, you're not allowed to do that in any circumstance. Se'if Yod Zayin. Now we're going to discuss the shinuyim which a person can do with mixing. What are the sort of shinuyim which one's able to do with mixing the substance? We're not now discussing how you do a shinui with the putting them together. We're discussing now how you do a shinui with the mixing it together with your hands. Shinui begibol. To go and make a shinui with the mixing with your hands. Yitochen ba'ofanim haba'im. He brings you a few cases. Aleph. Lisha b'shesi ve'erev. To go and do lisha mixed with shesi ve'erev. That means doing by length and breadth. V'ayinu explains. Shloi arev v'sa'isa kedata. You shouldn't mix it in a normal way. You shouldn't mix it like normal people mix it round and round and round and round. That's the way one mixes it. Here he tells you, if you want to do a shinui, one should not mix it by doing round and round. One should go and mix it by doing length and breadth. Ele yachnes es hakaf, you should put the spoon inside, the tawuvus, the tzecha tawuvus in the mixture, the yave oisoi, pam achas shesi, or pam achas erev. You should go and do once length and once breadth. You should take out the spoon between changing from length to breadth. Oh. You're allowed to do it a lot of times. That means a person should mix it not in the way one normally mixes it round. One should mix it length, then breadth. That means you can even do a lot of times one after each other length. But you have to take your spoon out between, after you change the side. If you want to do first length, you can do a lot of times length. Then you take the spoon out, then you do the breadth. You can do it even a few times, length and breadth. But every time when you change from length to breadth, you should have to take out your spoon, because otherwise you're doing it round. If you do only length, a few times, Then you can take a spoon out and do breath. And do breath a few times. You can even do that afterwards again, length a few times, and breath a few times. That is the shinui, the best shinui which we have. The lisha is the shinui from Shefi the Erev. Base, he gives you another shinui. Lisha ma'at ma'at, to go and mix it in small quantities. Behainu, shemachel asher harigilus lachinoi bekamot meruba. If you've got food which one usually prepares in a big quantity, yelush or mimenu b'chol pam kamut mu'etes. Go and do lisha with a small quantity. Re'eba ara, he explains it in the ara, we'll discuss it, he explains a bit further, that the Chazmish says, we'll have to be very careful, I can explain this soon. Omnam but, lo nema heta zeh, this heta is not said, ela ba'ofen sha'adobo boru, has to be 100% clear, she'yesh shinui gomo b'lisha mu'etes, has to make sure it is a proper change by doing a small amount of quantity. Because of the chaznish, she'ein lahatil lishas kemach matzah, with matzah meal, b'shinui shal ma'at ma'at. One should not go and do a mixture of matzah meal with the shinui, which we said now we're doing a bit, I mean to do with a small quantity. It's not so easy to say there, to say it's not usual only to make a lot together. He says he can't come along and tell me so straightforward that the normal way to make matzah meal is to make it a big quantity, and now you're making a small quantity, it's a change. There's a chazan issue. I'm not so sure that's the case. For this reasoning, gam sugi belilah. Other mixtures, ashabi mois chol on the weekday, regilim lachin bahem monot ktanot. You usually go and make small amounts. Ein heter, there's no heter, lachnis bekamot hanhuga bi mois chol. Vaday, he says like this, that you anything which one usually does in a small quantity, you're not going to come along and say, do the same quantity on Shabbos, it's going to be a shinui. So anything which in the week one does in small quantities, one can't do a shinui from a small quantity on Shabbos. So what comes out from this chazanish is that one has to know certainly that the way to do this mixture is usually done with a very, very big quantity. Now, if you go and do with a small amount, it's called a shinui on Shabbos. But one has to make sure that that is the case. If you're not sure that that is the case, one can't take on this shinui from ma'at ma'at, but if you're 100% sure that in the week one goes and does a big quantity, then on Shabbos one can go and do a very small quantity. Let's say maybe one can find a case like this: a person will never do a dough from bread if he does less than a quarter of a kilo. Let's say that a person will go and do 50 grams. Maybe you can come along and say, it's a shinui. It's a shinui. Why? Because he usually does 250 grams, and now he's doing 50 grams. Not usually a normal thing that a person does a dough from 50 grams. Therefore, it would be a shinui to go and do it with ma'at ma'at. But if a person would want to do that with other substance, which one usually does also a small amount, then one can't come along and say it's a shinui to go into a small amount. The yesh leida, one should know, she shinuim elu, these shinuim maspikim. I call echo bifnei atzmo. Each one alone is enough for itself. Ve'in tzor lasis shnei shinuim gam yachad. You don't have to do them both together. Or le'inyin shinuim nosafim hamuzkoim b'gemara rei ha'ora. In the footnote, he brings you down another shinui or two. Maybe later on we'll discuss it. It's not so practical. So that's the Ikka Shina which we do have today is Shefi Ve'erev, which is length and breadth. And now you find the case which Ma'at Ma'at, also a small quantity, is also a Shina, then one can use this Shinui.